Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up? Happy Monday. It's Rumor Innuendo, and I'm Dominic D'Angelo of AdFreeShows.com, SCScoops.com, two other podcasts, maybe another one too. Yes, three other podcasts now, and I am here with Robert Karpolis, WCreative_ish. Robert, happy Monday, man. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot.
We have an insane amount of news to talk about over the course of the last 3 days. We don't really have any time to do anything beyond just couple quick shout outs. One to Pete Cartwright, my first time listening live in the chat. Welcome, Pete and Mike Malaro. Happy Monday, everyone. Lastly, Antonio Santos, happy Monday. I didn't know what the French were chanting, but I was for it. That crowd was fire. Holy cow. Backlash, we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk WrestleMania locations. We're going to talk releases. We're going to talk Raw tonight. We're going to talk Billy and the CW. Tons of stuff to get to today, Dom, but you are the captain of this ship. So where are you steering us today?
Yes, we got plenty to cover, as you just said, from the W Backlash, which we're going to
leave. I saw your gimmick. I just went through the whole rundown. So I'm like, just like letting you just jump right in. Yeah, like how you like didn't even pay attention, like your mind reset.
No, I did. I did.
Like one of those like automated robots, like we're like a Roomba.
We did just and have was, like, some breaking news, though, regarding
well, there's breaking news that we will get to that just happened within the last 20 minutes. So, you know, stay tuned here. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on.
But yeah, let's get to Backlash. Holy cats, maybe the star of the show was probably the crowd. It was a really, really good show, and it shows you what, you know, there a lot of this stuff was predictable. There was one little big surprise that happened in the opening match, but there, I mean, it delivered. This show delivered, Robert, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
It was a blast. This show was everything we hoped it was going to be and more. A small card, five matches. The entire show, less than 3 hours. I first started, I watched the pre-show because I didn't know exactly what time this thing was starting. I've got weird hair wisps going on. This is great. My AC stopped working this morning, so I have no air conditioning. It is sweltering. It is 400 degrees in my house right now. But they're coming this afternoon to fix it. We'll be fine, kids. But the only thing that was hotter than what my house is was that audience.
Yeah.
I watched the pre-show, and there was a moment during the pre-show between Big E and CM Punk that was absolutely adorable and is worth mentioning, where Big E starts talking about Tama Tonga and the Gorillas of Destiny, and the confusion on genuine confusion on CM Punk's face that he's like, I didn't know we could mention New Japan on here. I love this new era. I love that the rules of old, for the most part, are gone. There is a sense of fun. There's a sense of freedom. And the commentary team throughout the night took advantage of that. And they took advantage of what was an insanely hot crowd. It's what makes watching wrestling so much fun, right, Tom?
Absolutely. It was, and Cole said it right off the bat, basically, once he heard that crowd, too. He's like, listen, I get paid to do this, but they're going to be the voice of the show for the most part. This, and it's like, it was so true too, where it was just like, man, everything felt big, and you know, the matches themselves delivered, I think, in a lot of ways. And then on top of it, you have this crowd plus the freedom that you're saying. This was a real moment for them to like loosen the tie, so to speak, and kind of do some stuff that's out of the box. Like, I mean, geez, mentioning referees by names, I know that's been a going thing, but it just, that was something that was happening. There was just a lot of good freedom going on. It was a lot of fun. It's really speaks to why when WWE's good, it's good. It's fun to watch. And this
it's the best. Mm-hmm. Wrestling is the best when it's like this. And this is what it is that you want. And the booking, rock solid. I think our predictions on Friday were almost entirely on point. Almost everything we said. The only difference was the Samoan that we expected to see run in. I don't think anybody expected Tongaloa to show up. And it was a great surprise. And what was even better about it was it's not the Vince era. So you're able to acknowledge who this person is. You know, in the old, who is that? We don't know who this mystery man is. And a lot of your audience does know who it is. And I get on AEW for this a lot, where they over rely on someone's familiarity with it. So the commentary team explained, this is the other member of Gorilla's Destiny. This was Tama Tonga's tag partner. He is part of the bloodline, how he is connected, what his familial relations are. It made sense if you knew who he was, and it made sense if you didn't know who he was. And that opening tag match was so much more fun than it had any right to be, Nam.
Right. And it was cool, too, because they added the legitimacy to, like, the authority figure coming out and being like, hey, and it's not like this heel authority figure that's really pulling a fast one underneath it. Like, people booed Nick Aldis coming out at first, but then he's like, we're making it a no DQ match, and it just kind of made all the sense in the world to have that happen, you know? And I think the aspect of, too, I know we'll talk about the main event here a little bit more, but Cody versus AJ Styles, this was the first time that the WWE Undisputed Championship has been defended without interference in almost 2 years, Robert. That's crazy.
That is wild. That's a weird, like, that's an Excalibur level fact that you're pulling out here. The great thing about the matches is you had somewhere to go after all of them. So you have this tag match with Kevin Owens and Orton versus the Bloodline. You've now introduced another member of the Bloodline when we know there's still one sitting on the bench. We know there's still Jacob Fatu looming somewhere at some other point in time. We're going to see it, but you've refreshed the Bloodline. And I just keep going back to that comparison of DX, where you had Sean and Hunter and Rick Rude and Chyna, and then you lose Rick Rude and you lose Shawn Michaels, and you go, we're going to replace it with a guy jumping from another company and Sean Waltman is X-Pac, and then bring in the New Age Outlaws, and boom, making a fortune off of that. I think this refresh of the Bloodline feels earned. It feels different. It feels dangerous. And Heyman portraying it as, I don't know what's going on either. I'm really scared, but I'm just going to ride this gravy train. So much fun.
Oh, 100%. And it's funny, too. Like, you think about it, WrestleMania 39, I think it was when Heyman said that we're only in the third inning. And you're like, yeah, right, okay. How's it going to last that much longer, you know? And sure enough, here it is, you know? And it feels like such a hot commodity still at this juncture with this refresh button and everything like that. So really cool stuff. I think the tag team title match, women's tag team title match, Jade and Bianca Belair holding, getting those titles, big time. I think it's going to reestablish, you know, and set the women's tag division up in a better fashion. Like, it's just been a forgotten kind of series of belts there, titles, sorry. And that it can just, it's, they will establish these belts, Robert, your titles. Yeah.
Look, I think we had a lot of questions about how Jade was going to do in this match. Was it perfect? No. There were moments where she seemed a little lost, where it seemed everybody was not on the same page. But there were moments in this match that were genuine spectacles, yes, including the finishing sequence. The way that she twisted Kyrie up, I mean, threw her around like it was like watching somebody do like one of those inflatable balloon animals. And everybody bought that finish. It was really well done. You're now aware, like, there is a very strong tag team at the top. And because they're the women's tag champions, they can be on both shows. So you can have Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair on Raw. You can have them on SmackDown, create teams for them to go after. I think that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Damage Control since they've now lost all of their titles. And I think, you know, the other women's match on here, that women's triple threat, I said, guys, look, my goal here, in addition to providing you with great food and sex, is to make you a smarter fan and watch the show in a slightly different way. Maybe just the way that I'm watching it from a you know, when you're actually trying to book this crap. And the way that Tiffany Stratton carried herself, the way that she held her own in there with Bayley, you're going, this is someone we can rely on for months and years to come. Did you have that same feeling, Dom? Did you feel this was a coming out party for her?
Very much so. And it's just like, even just her presence of entering the ring and, like, you know, her facial expressions, the body language, and then the athleticism, that you combine that all together. It's just really, and putting her on that platform too, of being in front of this Lyon, France crowd, Lyon, France, and having this this spectacle kind of go on with these two other women that are already established. And then her not getting pinned, it just, you're wanting more to come from Tiffany Stratton. It's very, very cool to see. And like, all those women are athletes, and it's just was very, very, just a well-done show, Robert. I can't sing its praises enough. It's just been that dang good, I will say.
Big fan. Absolutely loved it.
Yes.
I also love the other thing we talked about, the litmus test for Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
How Jey Uso is going to be received, if that crowd was going to see him and think this guy is a true main event talent that can stand on his own. And he shook off that WrestleMania match, that bad Jimmy Uso match that Big E pointed out on the pre-show was not a very good match. So he went out there with a chip on his shoulder to deliver, and that crowd embraced him like, this is a genuine main eventer. We're all in on Jey Uso. And I think the WWE now feels a lot more confident in using Jey going forward as your, not your 1A babyface. I feel like Rollins is still probably the 1A babyface, but a 1B.
Yeah. Speaking of babyface and Rollins, he has a babyface now. He shaved off the beard. Was at the Kentucky Derby and all that stuff.
God, he looked like an idiot. Even in the pantheon of idiots, that when the way people dress up for the Kentucky Derby, and I had friends that went and I saw what they wore, they look like idiots. Like Rollins, I think you sent it to the group that he looked like Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins. He did. Can't unsee it. Can't unsee it. Question here. Greg Jacobson in the comments says, Dom is allowed to say belts now, Robert. He is when we're talking about AEW. He is when we're talking about Ring of Honor. He is when he's talking about things that hold up his pants. But in the WWE, I don't care what regime we're in. I don't care if it's wrestling or sports entertainment. Titles.
Oh, my
championships.
Goodness. Oh, geez.
Speaking of titles, speaking of championships, the main event of Backlash, that crowd, nonstop. I've never seen a crowd like that before. It was the secret sauce for ECW that when the audience was so rabid in Philly that even when it was garbage, crowd was going nuts.
Yeah.
This crowd loved every second of what they got. And AJ Styles turned back the clock. And this was probably the best AJ Styles match we've seen in a decade.
It was so, like, that spectacle, again, it speaks to, you know, and it, having these two that have never faced one another go up and be in that main event and then them perform on that platform and, like, you completely just stand out in a lot of ways. It really speaks to those guys, and it speaks to what the WWE is doing. Plus, Robert, on top of that, too, it's like the show itself did not overstay its welcome. It was just a really well placed out time show. I didn't feel like over exasperated watching it. Nothing like that, where it comes to be like, this was a really good show. And
it was a hell of a show. Cody, there was a lot of questions about Cody now as champion. How is he going to feel? He's figured out that babyface fire, that comeback. That's different when you're a challenger than when you're a champion. When you're a challenger, you're hungry. You're trying to get that. Here, you're defending what's yours. So those moments where he did fire up felt earned. It felt like the crowd was taking that ride with him. And even during the post-show press conference, the way that Hunter handled things, you know, he got asked about a lot of different questions. He got asked about a lot of those releases, and we're going to talk about those releases later, but we're going to talk about one very specific release right now.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's given to you by your friends at Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Visit BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Guys, we heard that crowd in Lyon, France. It was deafening. The reaction they had, once in a lifetime. And if that's what you want from your partner, you look no further than our friends at Blue Chew, because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this edition of Rumor and Innuendo.
Yes, thank you, Blue Chew. And hey, WWE Raw is probably going to have to be thankful for Backlash too, because they set them up pretty darn good. And now Raw, the preview will be, it's all King of the Ring tournament, King and Queen of the Ring tournament qualifying matches, or first round matches, I guess they will be. But 8 matches on tap here tonight, Robert. The list is as follows. Ricochet will take on Ilya Dragunov. Sheamus will battle Gunther. Drew McIntyre will take on Finn Balor. Kofi Kingston will battle Rey Mysterio. And then Lyra Valkyrie will take on Asuka. Shayna Baszler will battle Zelina Vega. Zoe Stark versus Ivy Nile, and Io Sky versus Natalya. So that's
what's hot damn, dude. So here's the thing. This is the first week of the new roster. The roster is locked. It's set in place. You're coming off of Backlash. You're going into this King and Queen of the Ring tournament, PLE, in Saudi Arabia, where your storylines can be about the tournament, and you can build other storylines from the brackets here. Yeah. I think you're getting a lot of spectacular matches. They're doing similar to AEW does. We're going to have a tournament, but we're going to give you insane matches. And, you know, the Dragunov Ricochet match is designed to introduce Dragunov to the Raw roster, allow Ricochet, who just won the Speed Championship, to build a little momentum. Sheamus Gunther, obviously a huge spectacle match. Drew and Finn, weird heel versus heel match. Would not be shocked if Punk didn't emerge in some way, shape, or form there to cost Drew. And then Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio. Rey's now on Raw. You're getting a really, really fun match. On the women's side, I think there's going to be some strong matches there. It'll be interesting to see what Lyra can do with Asuka. So you're going to get a lot of fun matches on Raw. You're going to get a little bit of further storytelling coming off of what happened on Judgment Day. I do want to point out, Antonio Santos asks, Sheamus made a Hitler comment, ? Yeah, Sheamus tweeted out a joke that was
insinuated.
A rather unfortunate insinuation about Gunther. Mm-hmm. Something may or may not, it was something similar to something that I may or may not have tweeted once or twice before when Gunther was out there. He is a very dominant Austrian gentleman. You're gonna make weird comparisons. It's only natural. He deleted it, but I think Raw tonight gonna be a really fun show. Every match will make sense. Every match will get you to the next round of the tournament. And Sheamus and Gunther, man, the extra poundage on Sheamus for Gunther to hit. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Well, that's where my mind goes. Cause I'm a, you know, realist here.
Well, do you think though, Robert, I mean, we do give criticism to AEW for all the tournaments that they're doing and everything.
Yes, we do.
And so do you think loading this up strictly with tournament matches is a good follow-up to the pay-per-view or the PLE happening where it's just, you're going to get story. Don't get me wrong, but this is like not the, it's all, you know, tournament stuff. So it's a little.
So the matches are all tournament stuff, but if you look at what those matches are, they all are going to play into something. So the fact that you had the Judgment Day interfering to help Damian Priest retain when he did not want that, means you can get a rematch with Jey Uso. Jey Uso is not in one of these matches. You can set up the rematch for Saudi Arabia and not have to tell a really different kind of story, whether that is, hey, we're now going to settle this in a Hell in a Cell, in a cage, where you're not going to get that kind of outside interference, or we make it no DQ or whatever it is. You've got that built in. You've got the Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan match most likely looming, because Liv beat Nia Jax last week. I think that match taking place in Saudi Arabia, where it's going to be an agnostic crowd who's not going to necessarily cheer for one or the other. You don't have to commit to Liv Morgan being a heel. And then coming off of these matches, Gunther beating Sheamus when Sheamus had that little provocation with Braun Breaker last week makes sense. So now you're advancing Gunther, who I think is kind of the odds on favorite to win. You've got, you know, introducing Dragunov as a debut, so that's got some merit. Kofi and Rey is a fun match where I'm sure we're going to see some Carlito playing at some. So you're getting a storyline there. And then Drew and Finn, weird heel versus heel match. And as I just said, you still got Punk hanging around in the background. So I think you're going to see every match feed into a storyline going forward. It's a great cheat. I don't think the match is just going to exist in a vacuum and then they never mean anything, which is where my criticism of the AEW tournaments tend to fall.
Right.
So you'll set up, I'd say, at least three or four matches for the next PLE coming off of tonight's, first round qualifying matches.
Yeah. And hey, speaking of PLEs, we got a major announcement of PLEs happening next year. WrestleMania, Robert, it's going to be Las Vegas, man. I am quite pumped. It's April 19th and the 20th. I believe that's Easter weekend too, so pretty wild there. But a little more later on in the month of April. But this is the right move from as far as location goes. I mean, quite the difference from Minneapolis, I'd say.
All due respect to my my friends that live in the greater Minnesota area.
Hi, Greg Gagne.
I was not going to Minneapolis. As soon as we found out it was Vegas, my hotel is booked, Dom. I will be in Vegas, Caesars had a ridiculous, it was like $250 a night, when normally it's like $900 a night sometimes for the types of rooms that they've got. But great deal. I will be there for Mania. Hopefully you'll be there for Mania. That'd be awesome. Dom and I have never met in person. That'll be a big thrill. Maybe we'll set something up while we're there. We'll do like a live recording somewhere. That could be kind of fun. My goal now is to pull Dan and Scott and Mike from Working Stiff, the former Wrestle Rose group, get everybody together. We have not all been in the same place at the same time ever. And Nevada, heck of a meeting place to make that happen. Really excited. It makes sense. Vegas knows Easter weekend tends to be a down weekend for travel. So they overpaid and they beat out Minnesota to make this a big spectacle. I have friends that work at that stadium who are going to be a part of building this WrestleMania. They're really, really exciting. I think it's going to be a hell of an event. You know what I'm most excited for, Dom, on top of just thinking stuff? Hitting up some of those five-star restaurants they got there. Because as we've established, I cannot cook. But you know what? I don't need a five-star restaurant here. Do you know what I got? I got Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. This has been such a game changer for me, especially at lunches. I don't have to worry about what it is I'm going to make as soon as I'm done with this show. I got a busy work schedule. I got a lot of meetings that are lined up for the remainder of the day. And to know that this is one thing off my to-do list is incredible. These meals are done in 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. You grab it out of the refrigerator, you pop it in. It's not frozen. It tastes delicious. I have yet to have a single botched meal, and I am the worst cook imaginable. Head to factormeals.com/rumor50 and use code rumor50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code rumor50 at factormeals.com/rumor50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Take that, Tom Colicchio, and your restaurant out there in Vegas. I got you beat. I got something great sitting there waiting for me at Factor. We've got not a great news story next. I was going to think, but there were some releases from the WWE, Dom.
Yes, indeed. There were several releases from NXT, and one of those being the notorious Gable Stevenson.
Stevenson,
thank you.
I worked so hard to learn this idiot's name.
It's so tough because you want to put an N in there, but there's no N. Stevenson, Gable Stevenson. He was released, your Olympic gold medalist. The 2021 Tokyo Summer Games, or 2020, I guess that would be, just signed with 2020, signed with WWE that same year and was drafted to Raw near the end of the year. His release was first reported by the Wrestling Observer at Brian Alvarez and said to be part of the recent cuts to be the NXT roster. So several other names released too. Drew Gulak was not renewed. And then we also had, who's the other? Oh, geez, the breaking one here, Jerry Lawler.
Yes. So couple things worth dissecting here at the moment to clarify. So Gable Stevenson, Olympic gold medalist, year or two ago was the number one draft pick on Raw. Like, they thought they had the next Kurt Angle. They thought they had their future locked up for a while. It was Gable Stevenson and Von Wagner were the names that we kept hearing were going to be the future of the WWE. Now they're both gone. And Conrad Thompson, the impresario of our ad-free shows world, even though we're not on ad-free shows YouTube today because of that damn Jeff Jarrett, who Conrad does not say a crossword about anybody. He tweeted out that, you know, he had heard rumor and innuendo, Gable Stevenson, kind of a jerk. And you know that Conrad has the ear of a lot of very important people. So when Conrad is saying it, guys, you can take that to the bank. For Stevenson to have blown this opportunity is astonishing. Hopefully he learns from it. He grows, improves, comes back even better. But wow. And then the Jerry Lawler news today. Lawler, his contract was not being renewed. And we don't have a lot of details on what happened just yet. But I think part of it may be, you know, Jerry can now be free to go do independent appearances with Jim Ross. Maybe that was the thinking for this year. We don't know what the conversations were, but Lawler, not part of the WWE family, feels weird.
Feels very weird. You know, he was such a stalwart even after his color commentator days, where he's just on the pre-show too and stuff like that. He was always a part of the show. So it is very weird to think about that. I've also heard negative things regarding Stevenson and his attitude, and it really kind of speaks to how talented Kurt Angle was. I mean, from being able to be a gold medalist to getting your persona across and how it is, he was just like a unicorn, basically. So,
He was great at everything he did. The other person who's great at everything he does is Mr. Dominic D'Angelo. In addition to being a tremendous co-host, he's probably the best wrestling producer in the business. And Dom, you got a number of other podcasts, so, you know, plug away.
Yeah, okay. Today, Monday, 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, new episode of One of a Kind with RVD. Rob and I, we cover a good amount of ground here. We talk about Kevin Owens wanting to still wrestle RVD, and then a whole lot of other news and everything like that. So be sure to check that out. That drops at 4:20 today, Eastern Standard Time. Go to rvdtv.com. And also be on the lookout this week for Right Down the Middle with Bill Alfonso. Drop it on Wednesday at rvdtv.com. And then on top of that, tomorrow, fourhorsemannetwork.com. Check out Straight Talk with the Boss, Magnum TA and Greg Gagne. We cover some good ground on that one too, regarding a lot of different stuff. We initially was going to talk about Andre the Giant, but we pivoted and talked about who killed WCW. So that drops Tuesday, tomorrow, fourhorsemannetwork.com. And Robert, working stiff, new name, fresh new paint job. Looking good, man. It's going to be good stuff.
Yes, yeah, same great taste, brand new name. Used to be Wrestle Roast, now Working Stiff. Myself joined by Dan St. Germain and Scott Chaplin. Mike Lawrence wasn't able to join us for the inaugural episode because he was out in Los Angeles working on The Roast of Tom Brady, which dropped last night on Netflix Live. I watched it. Had a hell of a time watching that show. That was a lot of fun. And I kept trying to figure out which ones were the Mike jokes. And it's like there's a couple where I'm like, it feels like a Mike Lawrence joke. And my other co-host, Dan St. Germain, has a YouTube special called Dance Fatty Dance. It's free. You can go check it out anywhere if you are a comedy fan. It's a little under an hour. It is well worth it. This is well worth it every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on the WWE Creative-ish X account, the Dominic D'Angelo X account, the SE Scoops X account, Podcast Heat X account. Podcast Heat is who makes this show possible. On YouTube, on Rumor and Innuendo, and on ad-free shows. Make sure you subscribe everywhere, follow, do all that good stuff. Drop us a five-star review. It'd be nice to see our algorithm get help the show constantly grow, because we love being here every day. And if you miss this show live in video format, you want to go back and check it out. You can hear our audio version of this wherever you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple, wherever. I don't know how this stuff works. It pops up on my Spotify. I don't know. I love it. I love being here. I love getting a chance to chat with you guys. I love getting to catch up with Mr. D'Angelo. So on behalf of the Steel City Madman himself, Dominic D'Angelo, I'm Robert Karpolis. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
We're the kings of the road, baby.